Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Voice of St. Louis Original Podcast.
Today is Friday, January 10th. I'm Debbie Monterey. That snow began overnight, and it should continue for a few more hours at least. Roger Brand, we have had some issues with traffic.
Yeah, we have, Debbie, and the snow continues to fall, even though it's very fine. It's still partially covering to mostly covering some of these area roadways. Enough traffic on the major interstates to keep them fairly clear as far as the tire tracks go. But we do have some issues out there causing some jams, but everybody plan on doubling your commute times, and I'll tell you where the worst spots are in traffic at 810.
AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg is looking at the forecast models.
Snow will fall steadily across the area during the morning hours. That snow will become a bit more intermittent this afternoon. It should all come to an end during the early evening hours. And when all is said and done, we're expecting an accumulation total of 1 to 3 inches in and just north of the city. But there can be up to 5 or 6 inches in some places south of the city. Obviously, with it having been so cold, the snow is going to stick. And it's going to be very slippery for travelers throughout the day today before conditions improve tonight as the snow moves away.
Vehicles parked on the street made it increasingly difficult to properly clear Sunday's snow off the roads. Bethany Williams, the streets director for St. Louis City, says this caused people to park their cars in the right-hand lane, compounding the issue.
We're seeing an issue with us being able to even plow that outside lane in most of our routes. We are encouraging, if you can park somewhere else, that you park in your garage or if there is a parking lot that's close nearby.
Sometimes streets can be inaccessible due to these parked cars acting as obstacles. Here's St. Louis County Operations Division Manager Ryan Pierce.
When cars are parked, especially if they're not staggered very well, it makes it really hard to get through. Our trucks are wide, and in cul-de-sacs, there's not a lot of room to work in a cul-de-sac.
Some cancellations to pass along. All St. Louis Public Library locations are closed today. Oates Transportation of St. Louis will not have any buses running. St. Louis Zoo is closed to the public all day, as are the Missouri History Museum and Soldiers Memorial. The St. Louis County Council wants to have the power to remove the county executive from office. How does their target, Sam Page, feel about that?
I make a lot of difficult decisions. Every executive makes a lot of difficult decisions.
County Executive Sam Page says taking the power from the people and giving it to a handful of council members would make it difficult for the county to function.
If our government's set up to remove an executive, whether it's a governor or a county executive or president, because they're mad at him, that's bad government.
If passed, the bill would go to the voters for approval. The county council hopes to have it on the upcoming spring ballot. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A St. Louis police spokesperson says a teenage driver was taken into custody Thursday night after a chase involving shots fired. Mitch McCoy says officers received a report of a person firing a gun at another person at 8th and O'Fallon. They used Air One and K-9 patrols to track the car. The pursuit ended without injury near Tucker and Park. A gun was recovered. When you travel through Missouri, you may be the key to helping a victim of human trafficking.
January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. In 2023, there were 249 cases identified in the state of Missouri. Officials here say indications that someone is a trafficking victim include signs of physical abuse, branding tattoos, wearing clothing inappropriate for the weather or location, and not being allowed to speak for themselves. If you suspect someone is in immediate danger, call 911. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
In Rolla, Missouri, they've delayed a vote on declaring themselves a sanctuary city for the unborn.
The proposed ordinance is being pushed by a Texas-based anti-abortion group that's seeking to persuade cities and towns in several states to adopt the title. If adopted, the ordinance could be used to ban the shipment of abortion-inducing drugs such as mifepristone into Rolla. The proposal was hotly debated at Monday's city council meeting in Rolla, with opponents worried that becoming a sanctuary city for the unborn would trigger a lawsuit from the ACLU. Planned Parenthood operates a clinic in Rolla, which does not perform surgical abortions, but does provide abortion-inducing drugs. Anthony Morabith, Missouri Net.
The St. Louis region is positioned to become the global center for innovation in indoor soilless agriculture. That's according to a report from World Wildlife Fund's Markets Institute. Haitao Lee, professor of supply chain and analytics at UMSL, says they're working to position St. Louis as a center of excellence for vertical farming. How does that differ from traditional farming?
The main differences between traditional growing methods is the less use of land, less use of water. But on the other hand, often vertical farming is going to require lots of energy, which is very different from the traditional growing methods.
But it doesn't rely on Mother Nature for good weather and creates less pollution. Produce can be grown in urban areas near transportation hubs. From the KMOX business desk, a Greek restaurant in St. Louis Hills is closing its doors. Dotto's Cafe on Hampton opened in 2015, offering Greek and American dishes. Last day of service will be Sunday. Another eatery that lasted 10 years is also calling it quits, the Peacock Diner in the Del Mar Loop. The 24-hour diner was opened by Joe Edwards, who says it was a tough decision, but they decided not to renew their lease in the lofts of Washington University complex. He hopes, though, that the neon peacock sign will remain in place. It's 8:13, sports in 2 minutes. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.